broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 17th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And might I also let you know that our goal is to restore the Republic and the traditions of our founders, using the checks and balances put in place in absolute brilliance by the founders. We don't believe in revolution, ladies and gentlemen. We reject that narrative. We stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth and hope you do as well. We need your help to get it done. Man, we got a lot to talk about today and not enough time to talk about it. What do they say? Friday, March 17th? I think it's St. Paddy's Day, Kurt. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend. Kurt's not lively for St. Paddy's Day, ladies and gentlemen. He's kind of missing in action. All right. Anyway, St. Patrick's Day, everybody celebrating. It's a big old feast of St. Patrick, if you will. They say it's a cultural and a religious celebration held on the 17th of March. We'll talk about that a little more as the broadcast unfolds. A lot of people observe by attending Mass or, quote, service. It's also called the Feast of St. Patrick. People are tweeting. People are eating. People are wearing green. And it's all over America. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Talk radio superstar Michael Savage. He got bloodied, thrown to the ground, shaken up as he was publicly assaulted. Michael Savage getting beat up, but Alex Jones threatened to have a big brawl with Alec Baldwin. Said, "I'll break your neck, break your jaw." Is there a link between the violence Alex Jones is suggesting and the violence that took place against Michael Savage in the same week? Is there a link between those two? Just wondering. It's kind of weird. Trump releases $1.1 trillion. They're calling it a hard power budget. Trump budget proposes literally entirely eliminating the endowment for the arts. I pray that happens. It appears that Donald Trump just masterfully played Rachel Maddow regarding Donald's old tax returns. Joe Biden literally coming to the defense of Donald Trump now, saying that Donald deserves a chance to govern. Trump using Detroit as a stage to roll back fuel economy rules and regulations. That was hour one, hour two. McDonald's employee jumps out of a drive-through window to save a cop. Yeah, pretty good story. Lawsuit filed. A robot killed a woman. Yeah, don't work with those robots, folks. Amazon's going to kill more American jobs than China did. Sam challenges that narrative, lays out the future of the next digital revolution. Target abruptly shuts down expansion plans because of the boycott. American Family Association. I'm still part of the Target boycott. How about you? Snopes.com ignores the fact-checking reality when it comes to Target. McDonald's tweets to Donald Trump, "You are actually a disgusting excuse of a president." Restaurants introduce labor surcharges. I submit to you to their demise. We talked about headphone batteries exploding on flight to Australia. And that was a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's available on demand for free on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel in the news and weather section. And live and on-demand radio at your fingertips on your Roku. It's also available at libertyroundtable.com. If you want incredible talk shows around the clock, libertynewsradio.com. And for one of the most award-winning news services on the planet, libertynewsdaily.com. All right, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Tried to go to Kurt for St. Patty's Day, but he must have been trying to put on his green sweater.
I couldn't hear a thing when I came back.
Don't you believe in St. Patty's Day, Kurt?
I believe in it. That's every 17th of March. I'm not quite as good at it as everybody else.
You're not going to celebrate, Kurt, and make fancy foods and wear green and pinch people and just run around all crazy?
I probably won't do that.
Are you going to worship?
I'm going to try to find a green shirt.
Are you going to worship on St. Patty's Day, Kurt? A lot of people go to Mass or,
Yeah. Well, I try to.
It's religious, Kurt.
I won't go to a special meeting, but I do plan on, participating in God, Family, Country today.
Okay. Do leprechauns have anything to do with this thing?
I suppose they do.
You get your pot of gold.
I don't know what.
I think Donald ought to come out and say we're abolishing the Federal Reserve. We're looking for gold. Yeah. We're going to get this done immediately, and we're going to.
We're at the port of gold at the end of the rainbow.
I mean, what a better day to do it than today, Kurt?
Good point.
You could just say, "Look, we're sick of running around with fake money. We want the gold." And he could just roll it out today. And that'd be a St. Patty's legacy to rock the world.
Oh, yeah.
Bring that on
St. Patty's Day. Yeah,
just jettison the Fed on St. Patty's Day would be the headline.
Yeah, that's probably going to come out. Sean Spicer will be coming out talking about that soon.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're going for the gold at St. Patty's Day.
Don't they eat like sauerkraut and all that kind of stuff on St. Patty's Day too, Kurt?
I thought the
just look up on Google, say St. Patty's Day favorite foods, Karen.
I thought it was like corned beef and
hash,
something like that. I don't know about the hash.
It's not sauerkraut, huh?
Let's see. St. Patty's.
Anyway, I find that interesting. Kurt will be sprinkling some St. Patty's Day facts into the broadcast today.
Yeah.
Sam will be pushing for a real pot of gold for the United States, returning to the constitutional currency of our founding fathers. Through St. Patrick's Day broadcast. And McDonald's quickly erases anti-Trump tweet. They said that one of its Twitter feeds was compromised on Thursday, Kurt. So some thug got a hold of the...
Yeah, it was compromised by that guy that used to work for the Obama administration, I think,
Yeah. And McDonald's said, we don't want any part of that. That's bogus. We get rid of it. We're so sorry. We don't know what to say. We're looking into the matter, and we're going to stop who compromised our account. Okay. To me, that's a wise move from McDonald's to distance themselves and say, what the heck's going on around here? But it also makes you wonder, in the fake news scenario, maybe they should have talked to McDonald's before they rolled out that news story, Kurt. And maybe they ought to basically should have reported instead of yesterday saying, McDonald's trashed the Donald.
Oh, McDonald. Now, that's
Donald
a little
trashed
bit of a,
the Donald.
St. Patrick's Day stuff. Isn't McDonald's more of an Irish name?
It is.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You can look that up. See if McDonald's is, they might be give you green burgers or something like that. But all I'm telling you, though, is it's interesting. McDonald's trashed the Donald. All the mainstream press would have needed to do, Kurt, was call a McDonald's executive or whatever, CEO or whatever, and get an official statement. Was this intentionally done by McDonald's or was this a, compromising of the account? And they didn't do that. So we had a whole 24-hour news cycle about, blaming McDonald's and everything else really wrongfully, Kurt, because they're just saying we didn't do it on purpose. Our account was compromised. It's not what we at McDonald's stand for. And they jettisoned that big time. So why wouldn't the news do the who, what, when, where, why? A lot of people would say, Sam, you guys just dutifully reported it as well. And my response is, it's a little harder.
We were reporting what they said.
Yeah, and we said how bad of an idea it was if McDonald's really did this. Maybe they listened to Liberty Roundtable Live and decided how bad of an idea it was, and maybe they just changed course on a dime after listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt. Do you think that probably happened?
I'm thinking that was it.
I was thinking they were on the Roku channel. And they just went, what? Sam and Kurt are spot on this one. We better, change course. Now, I don't know the truth. I'm just making the point that we pointed out how bad of an idea or ill-advised it was. And McDonald's agrees with us, Kurt. So, you know.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest
Kansas
corporate
Star
leaders in the world agree with Sam and Kurt.
Yeah, there you go. See? The Kansas City Star, or as our buddies call them, Kansas City Scar, they said, was it the Hamburglar? Colonel Sanders, Twitter has some fun with, you know, McDonald's.
I bet it was those folks that run around and say, where's the beef? You know? Who's that? It is
Wendy's.
McDonald's. Now, maybe it's the guys that say, think outside the bun. No, it couldn't have been them. Wouldn't have been those guys. What about those guys that run around and, I don't know, they have like a cow? What's up with that?
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. Yeah, I was wondering if it was those guys that had that cow on their sign, Kurt. You think it was those guys? No, they're Christian. They wouldn't
Chick-fil-A,
do that.
Chick-fil-A, no.
They wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad McDonald's quickly erased the anti-Trump tweet. And I'm sad that one of their Twitter accounts, I should say, was compromised. And I would simply say that, you know, I wish the news organizations would kind of maybe check with McDonald's. I know from experience when they trash me, Kurt, they never check with me first. So maybe, the news cycle ought to check with McDonald's before they report this stuff. But anyway, just saying. All right, top leaders got big pay. as crisis hit Wells Fargo, writes Stacy Calley. Did you see this, Kurt?
No.
All right, but, so you know about the Wells Fargo scandal, right?
Yeah, that whole deal where they faked all these accounts and the, you know, the sales guys made big commissions on them and stuff like that.
So the story goes, you know, they took a big hit in salaries for people, and they ran around and apologized. And I even went to a Wells Fargo seminar where they literally stood up and said, hey, we're so sorry about this, but it's not the culture we know at Wells Fargo. And, you know, we've fixed this now, and we don't know what to say. There's no excuses. We apologize. And they were very candid, very appropriate in their apology and correction. The problem with that, Kurt, is now many are saying, you know, why did the bigwigs get off? Even the ones that had to kind of resign or leave over it or whatever, or who got kind of kicked out or whatever, they all
got
a bunch of big pay.
Golden parachute,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's up with that? And this is the problem that we, meaning the people, have with government or big business, Kurt. There's just never any accountability. Right. You know, they're saying, wow, I'm super, super sorry. In fact, the bigger bonus you give me on my way out when the door hits me, where the good Lord split me on the way out, as long as you make my bonuses bigger and bigger, I'll be more apologetic and more humble and more contrite and whatever it takes. That's the problem that we're having, Kurt.
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's
we'll bring that
very
up.
True.
So top leaders got big pay. They must be super sorry.
They're really upset.
And while that's all happening,
they'll never do it again.
I mean, that's exactly right. Don't forget that. They got this squared away. They got, you know, stopgap measures in place. They're going to, you know,
men.
All right. The Feds raised interest rates, if you haven't heard, Kurt, a quarter point. And more expected, question mark? That's kind of the headline we have, Kurt. Do you think there's more expected?
You know, the Federal Reserve is such a beloved institution in my book. That I don't really know what to expect.
Yeah, I'm expecting they'll raise interest rates, and I'll tell you why. You know, they complained Donald would destroy the economy forever. They just ran around
now
the sky.
Now it's doing really well, and so they got to shut her down, right?
Yeah, now it's doing really well. They got to put a hedge on that so they can say, see, told you so, it wasn't as good as Donald thought.
Yeah.
Right? And they'll blame it on, if anything goes wrong now, they'll blame it on the Donald. But, you know, they're making moves beyond Donald's control to a great degree. Because remember, the Federal Reserve Code is independent, my friend. You and I don't have any independence anymore because the Federal Reserve and the fake money running around and all that kind of stuff. But the Federal Reserve, buddy, they're independent. They're above or beyond political shenanigans and battles and all that kind of stuff. Politics doesn't relate to the sacred trust and the honor and the respect of the fake money folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Corned beef and cabbage, Sam. That's
cabbage. Yeah, that's right. It's not sauerkraut. Those are German holidays, huh? It's cabbage. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Corned beef and cabbage. Yeah. Well, what do you think, Kurt? Are you all, you know, fired up? You can eat some corned beef and cabbage and such?
My wife has come to really like that, and it seems like it's pretty good.
You know? I don't eat corned beef. Doesn't that have corn in it, Kurt? What is corned beef, anyway?
Well, I think it typically just means that they fed the cow corn, you know, as far as
what?
But I don't remember.
You got to look up corned beef and see if it's different than your regular beef, because I thought that was called like grass fed or free range beef kind of stuff. Corned beef and free range beef can't be the same thing, can it?
Well, you could have them free range and then go give them a little corn out there. You know what I mean?
What would that be then? Would that be like organic beef, Kurt? Would that just be the corn beef?
GMO beef, you know?
Wait a minute. GMO beef. Oh, it would, because they're getting fed that fake corn.
Yeah, good point.
And then we pay fake money for them. And then we report it in the fake news. Is that how it all works? On St. Paddy's Day.
Beloved.
Where we honor the saint.
As they say, corned beef is a salt-cured beef product. The term comes from the treatment of the meat with large-grained rock salt, also called corns of salt.
Huh. So it has nothing to do with corn, folks, just for your edification. So I'm going to be eating some corned beef and cabbage today, Kurt. I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah. There's a lot of good recipes online.
Now, while you and I are just chilling for St. Paddy's Day, wanting to shut down the Federal Reserve and all that kind of wonderful stuff, the folks over at FreedomWorks are doing a bang-up job, Kurt. They're not really happy about the bogus, fake replacement plan for Obamacare. And they're running around And they say Freedom Works activists go door to door in the House and Senate, writes John Meadows. And I guess what they're doing is they're meeting with congressmen and senators. They had a big old get out the truth on Capitol Hill or whatever. Like 700 plus of them, Kurt, were running around the halls of Congress saying we can't go for this fake plan.
Whoa.
Now, Kurt, that's, I got a question. A if the Republicans that are the insiders are saying that it's a replacement for Obamacare, if it doesn't really repeal and replace, is that fake news perpetuated by your government backed by the mainstream press news outlets? Because it doesn't repeal and replace, really, Kurt. It doesn't repeal at all. In fact, to say so is a lie.
Little R&R, the Congress is used to that.
Repeal and replace, yeah.
No, relax and, you know, what's the R&R stand for? It's something for
rest and relaxation, my friend.
Yeah, that's what Congress
Kurt's
is really
doing R&R for St. Paddy's Day, aren't you, Kurt?
By the way, they say,
as far as I understand, just so you guys know the truth before you finish the corned beef, Kurt Crosby does a 2-hour radio program with me, and then he pulls like a 12-hour day for work. Just so you know the real dedication of the gentleman from Utah.
Lately, I've been
Can I call you the gentleman from Utah, or would that be a congressional snafu if I did that? Since you're not really a member of Congress, can you be the gentleman from Utah, or is that, are you not allowed to say that?
I don't know. I give you the permission if you want.
The gentleman from Utah. So he does a 2-hour radio program, and then he works for like 12 hours. Then he goes home and works some more, I think. Is that
usually when I get home, then I finally, I eat about 9:30 after I walk the dogs.
You're not supposed to do that.
And then,
you're not supposed to eat late at night.
Not to walk.
Haven't you heard that?
Well, if I don't, then I don't eat. I guess I could do that. And, you know, that's one way to
be smarter,
stay skinnier,
than,
huh?
Well, sure. If you don't eat, you'll stay skinnier.
I do enjoy eating when I get hungry. That's just my kind of modus operandi. But anyway, this corned beef thing,
corned
just so you know.
Corned beef and cabbage tonight at 9.
It might be good. That's when I finally get home from my, you know,
since you're a racist and a sexist and a chauvinist and a misogynist, why don't you just order your wife to make, you know, cabbage and beef tonight? Just say,
yeah.
And spell woman. Don't use the M-A-N part. Don't put man in there.
The M-Y-N.
That's right. Put that in there. Whammon. And then, you know, you can just tell her that, you know, you're making corned beef without corn. And you're having cabbage with it tonight because it's St. Paddy's Day. So what's this deal about corned beef now?
Well, it's not made with corn. I was amazed to learn that they call these things corns of salt. And then now, there. By the way, Patriot Printing going on in the background, so you can hear that.
Yeah.
But the most recipes, they say, include nitrates or nitrites, which convert the natural myoglobin in beef to nitrosomyoglobin, giving a pink color. Nitrates and nitrites reduce the risk of dangerous botulism during curing by inhibiting the growth of Clostridium botulinum spores.
Yeah, just anti-botulism corned beef going on for St. Paddy's Day.
Pretty exciting.
I'm for the anti-botulism part. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt. By the way, do you know much about Patriot Printing? Tell you about it in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Last fall, privacy rights activist Phil Mosick and his Center for Open Policing filed a lawsuit against the city of Tacoma after it had refused to provide an unredacted version of its Stingray non-disclosure agreement with the FBI. Stingray is a warrantless police surveillance system that uses cell tower emulators to identify, locate, and track cell phones. The FBI provides Stingray technology to local police agencies, which are required to sign detailed non-disclosure agreements forbidding police to talk about how they are operated and to drop criminal charges when necessary, in order to prevent disclosure of the surveillance methods in court. The documents Mosick received through his public records request had been redacted to the point of being unreadable, According to city officials, the redactions were imposed at the urging of the FBI. The Tacoma News Tribune reports that Pierce County Superior Court Judge Frank Cuthbertson ordered the city to pay a $50,000 fine and legal fees for this violation of the Washington State Public Records Act. The judge said that this was a paradigm case in which the city favored its interest in maintaining good relations with the FBI at the expense of the public's right to open government under the Public Records Act, stated attorney Dave Weedby, who represented the Center for Open Policing. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to libertynewsdaily.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yes, you are, my fellow Americans. It is a freedom-loving Friday. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, doing our best to make America great again. And I just want to say, if you haven't heard of Patriot Printing, do this. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com, become a member today. And then one of the services there is Patriot Printing. And you can get a hold of Kurt at Patriot Printing. And you can get discounts on incredible print jobs, color copies, color prints. He'll print out whatever you need at incredible prices for Patriot Printing for those who are members of GiveMeLibertyFund.com. That's how that works. Anyway, Kurt, you know, people have accused us of redneck radio from time to time. Because, you know,
probably guilty of it. At least me, especially, you know.
We're less polished than the mainstream radio guys on purpose, yeah. Kurt. It's not that we can't produce to their level. It's that we don't believe in it. Number one, it's expensive to have a gazillion people involved in radio.
Gazillion's just a little more than a trillion.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Only the government can do that, can afford to do that. And we'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. But anyway.
They can't really afford.
Well, of course not, but they do it anyway. They steal your tax dollars and do it. We're going to talk about Donald's answer for that coming up, by the way. Anyway, I digress. Wow. I'm just telling you that some people say you guys are redneck radio. You're like, you know, country bumpkin radio or whatever. And I was thinking about that for St. Paddy's Day, Kurt, and I thought, you know, Alan Jackson sings a song where I come from. It's cornbread and chicken. You ever heard that?
Yeah, baby, I think I have.
All right, well, how does that work then with that, you know, corned beef and cabbage deal?
I'm sure that he could probably break down.
Well, what you do is you have cornbread and chicken, corned beef and cabbage, Kurt.
Yeah.
See, now you get chicken, cabbage, corned beef, and one of my favorite, cornbread, you know?
Yes.
Except I don't eat cornbread anymore because it'll kill you. But other than that, you know. All right. Now, I want to bring this up. We talked about the Fed raising interest rates already, and we think they'll do it some more. We talked about FreedomWorks activists. You know, literally going to the halls of Congress, trying to make a difference and shut down the fake replacement for Obamacare. I guess the New Jersey Port Authority is in the news, Kurt. Did you see this? I guess, what, there's a shakedown going on over there?
New Jersey Port Authority. That's where old, what's his name, Christie's from.
He's been given light punishment.
That's right.
For the shakedown.
This is a story from Liberty News Daily, by the way, libertynewsdaily.com.
Yes, sir.
Guy's name is David Sampson. Now, you know, when you see the word shakedown, what do you think? Jesse Jackson? That's what I think of. But anyway.
Yes, sir.
in this case.
Or I think headline, of the IRS oftentimes, too.
There you go. In this case, New Jersey Port Authority.
By the way, the
chair,
thugs over at the IRS, that's the big T word. The thugs over at the IRS are usually shakedown folks, too.
Good point. New Jersey Port Authority chair given light punishment for shakedown. Guy's name was Sam David Sampson, not with a P, just an M-S. He's a former chairman over there, the Port Authority of New York. When you see that, you just know big taxing entity. New York and New Jersey. He's been sentenced to house arrest. Oh, yeah, and community service. What for, you say? Well, he shook down United Airlines, according to the Post and Courier of Charleston, South Carolina. So imagine you shake down United Airlines. I guess for more than a year, the guy who's a South Carolina native, he compelled the airline to operate an underutilized once-a-week route between Newark, New Jersey, and Columbia, South Carolina. So why, you say? Well, because he wanted to spend his weekends at his home in Aiken. That flight was eliminated a few days after the guy stepped down from his position. The Port Authority controls, by the way, the major airports in and around New York City. By the way, they did a little subsequent corruption probe, and it implicated United CEO Jeff Smizik, who lost his job. The airline paid nearly $5 million in federal fines, while the government official at the heart of the matter escaped any significant punishment. The guy, I guess he pled guilty, Sampson did, and he was sentenced to a year of house arrest in his mansion in the heart of South Carolina's horse country. Prosecutors had sought a 2-year prison sentence for him, saying that allowing him to serve a period of house arrest in the mansion that had inspired his shakedown is beyond ironic. Amen to that, I would say. But that's just the way it works, you know. It's not the same kind of justice for you and me as it is for the officials, huh, Sam?
Well, Kurt, this again, we talked about the Wells Fargo story. We talk about this story. There's just no accountability anywhere for these scandals. Now, if Kurt Crosby, for example, you know, forgets to tie his shoe properly in front of the IRS under penalty of perjury, then Kurt Crosby's going to jail. But these guys,
hey. They don't have really good jail facilities for guys like this because they have to have all those fancy stuff, and they can't really live that way. I mean, it would probably be detrimental to their health, you know, jail, you know, right?
Yeah. Did you hear about the teacher that decided to quit after Muslim students threatened to behead her?
Ooh. Why would she quit? I mean, you
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. She just must not be a real teacher.
Well, I mean, I didn't hear that story.
If she really believed in the kids, it would be different.
Yeah. I guess she just didn't love her students.
You know, just crazy stuff going on, folks.
So it's
you know,
a
the
teacher.
Story, let me explain. The story isn't that, you know, students are threatening to behead teachers.
No.
It's not the story. The story is the teacher quits.
Quits, yeah.
I guess it's an Australian teacher, though, Kurt. Do you know about those Australian kind?
Well, they drive on the wrong side of the road. I know that. After being threatened by with beheading, huh? Whoa, that is
I just don't understand.
Do you get your pension after that?
Hold on, Kurt. And then the Donald tried to say something about other countries and how they're taken over by immigrants, and it's kind of a problem.
Yeah.
And he didn't cite things perfectly. He didn't refer to Australia, did he, Kurt?
No, he was. I think he was talking about Sweden.
Sweden, see. And so, you know, what he said was dead wrong because maybe he didn't get all the, you know, I's dotted and T's crossed. But
like
they're missing
the
larger point.
Gets everything just right. Yeah, well, that's right. Whoa.
In my opinion, they're missing the point. What's the point, you ask? Well, that I'm an Australian teacher's literally quitting because, you know, they're threatening to behead her. She's kind of off that.
And she figures that she needs that to continue her teaching career, I think. You know, it says frightens teachers at a Sydney primary school have revealed students are showing signs of extreme radicalization at a young age, saying they've been traumatized by threats of beheading and other violent behavior. Yeah, you know, we did stuff that wasn't perfect in government school, but I don't remember ever threatening to behead anybody.
It's coming. It's coming to a theater near you, my friend.
They say documents given to the newspaper reportedly reveal that at least three staff members have taken stress leave. Yeah, I guess that would increase your stress. Received counseling, and they've been paid compensation after bullying from Islamic students. One woman reportedly claimed it all got too much for her, and she eventually had to quit her job. She said the final straw was when she received death threats to her family from her year 5 and 6 students, with some saying they would behead her. Yeah, that's not like a love note. Prior to that, she claimed she made a number of complaints in 2014 about some of the behavior in her classroom. She said she was abused by students when she stopped them from hanging a Syrian flag in the classroom. The woman also said she was pushed into a corner by several students who then began marching around her chanting the Quran. Many of the students also reportedly spoke of family members fighting in the war in Syria, and pupils would walk out midway through a lesson to go and pray. The woman also reported an instance of bullying during which students would say to the child being targeted had betrayed his religion by not going to Muslim scripture. So, you know, kind of interesting in class compared to when I was growing up. You know what I mean?
Hey, Kurt, Trump was speaking at a ceremony to mark St. Patrick's Day, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he whipped out an Irish proverb.
Ooh. Whipping out an Irish
proverb. There's a problem with that, Kurt. It left most folks in Ireland scratching their heads because it's actually an African proverb.
Well, that's all right.
But Kurt, you could again trash the Donald and say he got it wrong. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Clueless president, you know, because you don't know that your proverbs are from which countries and such. But in a way, isn't that the ignorance, but yet the genius of America, that we bring all these cultures together and we have sayings and thoughts and proverbs and ideas and bits of their language all mingled into ours. And, you know, you could say it's mangled. It's kind of a mongrel, you know. Or you could say, you know what, it's a hybrid of the best from everybody all put together into an incredible St. Paddy's Day. But I guess Donald was wrong, so they're going to attack him for that. Instead of talking about the proverb, Kurt, do you even know what the proverb was? You can't know that. You just got to attack and divide and manipulate and mock, and you don't even understand the point being made, right? We'll tell you about it.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. It's a proverb about friends, Kurt.
Oh.
Now, let me just explain what you do. When someone's trying to tell you about, you know, a good proverb about friends is you just trash them. I guess he was speaking at the...
That's kind of friendly.
Well, yeah. So the president said, quote, teeing up the words of wisdom, they say. See how they just mock Kurt?
Okay.
Always remember to forget the friends that proved untrue. But never forget to remember those who have stuck by you,
yeah.
Trump said, before adding, we know that, quote, politically speaking, a lot of us know. Anyway, the immediate reaction is all the Irish are going, we've never even heard that before. Well, it turns out to be an African proverb. That's why. But you know what? Donald's point is missed by the mainstream press. They just mock and jeer and manipulate and pervert. But what they don't understand is that tweet, I'm sorry, that statement or that teeing up of the words of wisdom, if you will, was directly pointed at the media and political insiders that are full of political intrigue and scandal and deception and attack. And the fact that they attack him almost even makes it that much more ironic. Now, you know what? Donald's wrong. It's not an Irish proverb. But I guess what I'm saying is, again, you bring up something and you don't have the origins of something right. Is that really the biggest snafu, Kurt? Is that really that big of a deal? Or should we look at the broader point about friends? And we could look at it and say he's dismissed the media because they're stabbing the back kind of folks. And, well, always remember to forget the friends, basically, that stab you in the back, but never forget those who are true, is the point. Okay, and so it's interesting to me how they just go off on the attack, and well, no one really gets to even see the proverb, Kurt.
Here in the Guardian.com, it says...
I know, but now, hold on. You're across the pond, right?
Yeah.
That's go ahead, right. Sir.
Anyway, they say this is a poem, and it's they say it's all over the place, and they say we're not just talking random websites festooned with shamrocks and more Irish stereotypes. It appears in many motivational and, quote, collection books. So,
yeah. But that's my point, is that just because Trump gets the wrong origin of it, does it document in these poem books or whatever? It's just interesting that he brings this out. It's interesting that what we could do is we could really focus on that proverb and talk about the validity of it. That, you know what? It's important to be honest and to be true and not be full of political intrigue and manipulations. It's important to remember those that are true and honorable and bring that forward as one of the defining traits of Americans, etc. And all that's missed, Kurt, in the effort to just take Donald down at every turn.
And here in the Guardian piece, it says... Cody Keenan, a speechwriter for Obama, may have hit on the most likely theory. He said, and indeed, when you Google famous Irish proverb, the poem is included in the top two sites. So the long story short, the proverb isn't a proverb, it's a poem. It's probably not Irish, given no one in Ireland seems to have heard of it, but we're not sure where it came from.
So now they run around and say it's African, but they're not sure where it came from. How do see this fake news stuff is nuts.
I don't see the Africa part in this story.
Well, no, but it's all over, though, in the other news services that want to take down Donald. See, they know where it came from. They know everything about it, sir. But my point is, who cares where it's from, Kurt? We're Americans, and we bring something from every culture that's good. We bring the best to the table of every culture, of every society that we possibly can. Isn't that honorable, Kurt? Isn't that a good thing?
I thought it was.
Don't we want more of that, Kurt?
Yeah, seems like.
See, that's my point is, why attack Donald over this? Why don't we look at the poem and think about the truths therein? And if it comes from Africa, wonderful. Good for the Africans for bringing something forward that has incredible validity and incredible wisdom. And if it came from the Irish, all the better.
Yeah, and the point is,
by the way, where
does
the word proverb come from? Anyway, Kurt.
That's a little religious.
Does that come from Proverbs?
I think so.
Or does Proverbs come from the word proverb? Is that like the chicken and the egg?
Yeah, I think it is.
Anyway, I just think the whole thing's just strange. I don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway. All right, Kurt. The IRS is in the news, and it's not positive, that's for sure.
Our beloved pals. Yeah, the headline from Liberty News Daily, IRS targets cancer survivor for donations that saved her life. Yeah, so 4 years ago, this resident from Omaha, Casey Scharf, C-H-A-R-F, she survived a car crash that broke her neck and back in several places. Then she found out she was afflicted with what's called, well, anyway, I can't really say it. It's like 25 letters in one word. They say it's a rare form of cancer of the spine. Now, I can say that part. Through social media, the Scharf lady was able to contact specialists who could treat her, and she organized fundraisers to pay for the treatments. This is all good news so far, right, Sam? More than 1,000 people.
Yeah, it's always great news until the IRS gets involved.
More than 1,000 people around the world donated to a GoFundMe account set up on her behalf. She raised roughly $50,000, all of which was spent.
By the way,
spent,
let me stop you. She didn't raise it.
Well, the people did.
That's right. I just want to make this clear. There's a reason. I'll get to that.
All of which was spent on the young woman's life-saving medical treatment.
So let me stop you there and say Americans got together and paid a bunch of her bills.
Even all around the world, probably even some.
So she never even got money, Kurt, just be clear. Right.
Including travel to hospitals, paid for that, in Maryland and Louisiana. While the cancer's in remission, she's still struggling with the deadly disease, and she's now being pursued by an equally deadly and persistent stalker. Yep, you guessed it, the IRS. A few weeks ago, the IRS sent her, by the way, she's now a mother, sent her a little notice claiming that the donations that had paid for her treatment were considered income. And they demanded more than $15,000 in back taxes.
See, Kurt, I think someone needs to get involved in this, like Matt Staver of Liberty Council, or maybe John Rutherford over there at the Rutherford Institute, or somebody, and clean the clock on the IRS on this one. Maybe, you know, all I'm telling you is this is out of control. This has got to be stopped. She never got the money, Kurt.
Yeah. $15,000 in back taxes and more than $3,500 in penalties.
How is this income?
She points out, we've already used that money for my doctor's bills and everything that I've needed. It's donations and it's not income, so how can they tax you on that? Oh, welcome to the IRS. The final paragraph of
sounds
the,
like an Irish proverb.
Liberty IRS proverb. The final paragraph of the LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, the tax status of donations received through GoFundMe is ambiguous. Chad Brown, he's president of the Liberty Tax Service tax preparation franchises in Omaha and Iowa. He insists that the money received by Scharf through GoFundMe is a gift and that she's going to have no tax consequence, or should not.
And by the way, every American, there's a certain amount, I can't remember what the dollar amount is, but you're allowed to give people gifts. And so if a bunch of people like gave gift, how much is it?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was like 10 grand.
I think it's like 12 something, but it changes all the time. Yeah. But yeah. I didn't put a number because I don't want to, you know, be guilty of fake news or anything. See, that's the problem. Donald talks off the fly and he says what he thinks and he might be just not quite correct on something. As kind of an example, I'm just saying I'm not positive the amount. How much can you gift to someone yearly? I'll have to ask Google, but what if Google's wrong? Like, what if Google? So how come they're blaming Donald for getting the Irish proverb wrong, but no one's blaming Google, Kurt?
Oh, good point. You know? And by the way, the IRS refused to comment on this case. You know what I mean? There's just nobody around for this. Yeah, anyway, rough deal for the cancer survivor.
Heard that.
She's going down.
Yeah, you can survive cancer, but you can't survive the IRS. Right?
Well, I tell
you. All right, Kurt, I don't know what this headline means, but it's about your diet. And, and we're talking about obesity and comparisons there and such like that. Something about triggering?
Yeah, you know this phrase, don't you? Triggering.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You've heard it.
Help me understand.
So in this LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, it says, is being triggered unhealthier than obesity? I guess they say in keeping with Canada's long-established role of being a bellwether of absurd trends in political correctness, up there at Carleton University there in Ottawa, they announced they were going to remove the scales from the gym in order to encourage what was called a more holistic approach to a healthy body image. They said, this is what Bruce Marshall, he's the manager of the wellness programs at the college, said, although it can be used as a tool to help measure
certain aspects. By the way, it's $14,000 after.
Oh, okay, good.
January 2013, Kurt, so ooh, it's 14 grand now. It's getting big.
Although they say it can be used as a tool, the scales, to help measure certain aspects of fitness, it doesn't provide a good overall indication of health. And here at Athletics, we have chosen to move away from focusing solely on body weight. And they say some people were concerned that these scales were triggering them to the ones that are over 8 to just, you know, kind of go and eat more, I guess. So now somebody said, what, are they going to remove mirrors next? Anyway, they say they got a backlash, so they're reconsidering putting those scales back in, Sam. Yeah.
Wait a minute. That would be unfair.
Somebody'd be upset. We don't want that.
Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one on the can, hour two coming up. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. If you want to donate and get involved and support our efforts, we'd love it. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We declare this nation shall endure.